crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, July 14th, 2019. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as I am every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Democratic Party has called for firebombing ICE facilities. We have their quotes here. They have called for killing ICE officers. They have called for abolishing the border completely and collapsing the nation for good, making us a failed state like Mexico or beyond. And now there was a firebombing yesterday of the building and cars with a man firing a semi-automatic rifle at the ICE individuals. The local police showed up and shot the man dead. And he was instantly identified online as a member of Antifa and the Redneck Revolt. And he said that he was there to liberate the facility. We have his manifesto. It's up on Infowars.com. The governor, being a terrorist, being a Democrat, came out and said that the man was there to burn up the illegal aliens. And they're actually running a hoax on CNN as of this morning, saying the man is a right-winger who is trying to burn up the people because Trump ordered him to. Story's up on Infowars.com. Go watch the governor say it. The governor says he did it for Trump. These people will lie, folks. And they will lie like nothing you've ever seen. Owen Schroyer went out to the whole illegal alien, pro-illegal alien demonstration they had yesterday in Austin, and the Antifa folks were wearing shirts that said, "Smash ICE." And on the shirts shows ICE having their face smashed in. So that is the refrain. So that's where all this is going. Armed rebellion in the United States against the idea of a border even existing. And now the left's believing its own propaganda. Even Joe Biden's being confronted all over the country, from California to New Hampshire, with crazy-eyed people going, "How dare you deport 3 million people under Obama?" And they all look like they've caught him, and they're the moral superior people. And Biden starts laughing at him and says, "Yeah, most of them were convicted felons, criminals, rapists, murderers." They go, "We don't care. No borders, no wall, no USA at all." And so that's the fantasy land here that these folks believe in. It's a very serious situation. And when you watch the three or four videos that Owen shot live on the streets yesterday that are on Infowars.com, all of these people are white. They're all telling us how bad white people are, and they all look like they have chromosomal disorders. And I don't say that with pleasure. This is a very dangerous group of mutants that are somehow susceptible to the satanic signal that the globalists are putting out. In fact, they came over, as they always do, and said, "We love Satan, we love the devil, we love to stink, we love being failures." They started trying to rub their armpits on Owen. And without looking, I kept running into videos all over the country of the same thing. "We love Satan, we love stinking, we love killing children," and then just giggling and laughing with pleasure. And if you look at the women in these videos, again, they look like they were babies, never taken out of their cribs, didn't get enough milk. They've done studies on them. A lot of them have shriveled brains. And this is what this has all come down to. Also, groups of leftists, mainly white, went and took over ICE facilities and ran up Mexican flags in two locations across the United States. That's all coming up. But this is what America's total tolerance and paying for sex changes and all the rest of has caused. Giant groups of spoiled rotten babies that want war.
Big mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, July 14th, 2019, global transmission. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the number one censored websites in the world, with Facebook last week officially calling for their 2.4 billion members to engage in violent attacks. They said it does not violate our terms of service to organize Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson's murder. It became national news, and Facebook said, oh, that's a typo. No, it was very, very clear that this is a test. Antifa across the country took down American flags and ran up Mexican flags at different facilities. We'll be naming and giving you details of with our articles at newswars.com next segment. And we will also be getting into all of those Facebook announcements, how they're calling for terror attacks against myself, Paul Watson, and saying you're authorized to promote up to their death. So murder is their game. You also have a facility in Washington State that was firebombed. The building was firebombed. Cars were firebombed. And terrorists who firebombed ICE facility wrote a manifesto, I am Antifa. He was a member of the Redneck Revolt, a group that's already had some of their leaders arrested for going to Trump supporters' homes and threatening their small children with firearms. That's right. Well, he was a big member of that. We have all the videos of him at their events up on Infowars.com. Terrorist who firebombed ICE facility wrote in manifesto, I am Antifa, said attack was motivated by his opposition to concentration camps. That's an article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. As of today, the governor of the state is saying that it was a Trump supporter trying to burn up the illegal aliens. That is now all being announced. But if you go to the Infowars.com article, you can scroll down. You just click on these HD photos from their own Facebook. And on their own Facebook, they have the man that was shot dead trying to kill police, shooting at them after he was trying to burn down the ICE facility and successfully burned up some of the vehicles. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the point that we have reached here in this society and this culture. And that is what the system is pushing and trying to conjure, is an outright explosion of society and a revolution in the streets. Almost every Netflix show has black people being oppressed in the future, in the past, in the current, and illegal aliens revolting, and the white people being devils, and communists rising up and killing them. And there are a lot of mentally ill, weak-minded people. But if you're a TV viewer, you can see in the photo right there, the Antifa bomber was a member of the Puget Sound JBGC. And you can read right there, they were also, again, part of the John Brown Gun Club. John Brown famously went around shooting and killing people. And so that is part of that fan club. They have been coming out to Trump events all over the country, threatening to blow people's heads off, including Owen Schroyer on the streets of Austin, trying to simply go to a vigil for a woman shot and killed by an illegal alien in the back. They would not let him out of the park. The Austin police let them brandish AK-47s and threatened to kill Owen, part of the John Brown Gun Club. And of course, the John Brown fan club and gun club is also something that the new Black Panther Party supports. And they go around saying, oink, oink, bang, bang, kill the police. And our own Owen Schroyer, again, went out to the illegal alien sanctuary city events that took place Saturday here in Austin and cities all over the country. And people were wearing shirts saying, smash fascism, showing Antifa punching ICE officers in the face. And I also have the articles here I'll get to later where we have different Hollywood stars and others, remember, calling for firebombing ICE facilities. And they don't have to fear because CNN profiled the very same redneck revolt, John Brown Gun Club, in Washington. The very man who did this was profiled in the group as a hero fighting Nazis. And so that is exactly what's going on here. And these people mean business. Anyone who disagrees with them and doesn't want world government, doesn't want communism, is a Nazi. Then on the left side, they're famous, hiring actors and others to pose as Nazis. It was even in mainstream news that Charlottesville, a year and a half ago or so, actually hired a bunch of crisis actors to come augment the real Nazis and play as role players. You can actually hire these companies to rent a mob, to rent demonstrations. They call them AstroTurf. First time I ever saw this was like 15 years ago in New York. I went out to cover the UN event, and there were thousands of people getting off buses being handed their signs that looked like they were handmade but had been mass-produced. And they were being told off a script what to say. That's why the rest of them never talk. When you go out to these leftist events, 99% of them don't talk except one leader. That's because these are hired individuals, ladies and gentlemen, normally paid about $200 a day to go out and do what they do. True, useful idiots in every way. So when we come back, I'm going to get into the details of where the American flags were pulled down and Mexican flags were run up. That's on newswars.com. We'll give you the cities, the specifics, show you all that video. And then we're going to get into the specific videos that we also have on Infowars.com of the terror group that this gentleman was a part of, and video and photos of him brandishing firearms at Trump events, threatening to kill people. And CNN, again, profiled them as wonderful, wonderful people. And I've been telling you this is coming. When you have Joe Biden saying, that we're going to get physical now to take over the country, and you've got any means necessary out of all these politicians' mouths, and AOC and Ilhan Omar saying, you know, that America is fundamentally bad now. We have new clips of that coming up. They're not going to stop, ladies and gentlemen. They believe we're weak. They believe we've put up with so much of this in the past. And Antifa is funded by big foundation money, George Soros, Alexander Soros, part of the State Department still funding them. Trump hasn't reversed that yet because there's all this previous funding put into government endowments and private endowments to carry this out. We are facing hundreds of billions of dollars that's been invested to take this country down and to capture it. This is being done by powerful multinational corporations that are using leftist rent-a-mobs as their front for the destabilization. But make no mistake, ahead of 2020, we're now only a year and a quarter out from the real heart of that election. The election's already really kicked off. We're just a few months away from, the actual year 2020. Then we're just 8-9 months to the countdown. So this is an incredible time to be alive, and that's why they want us silenced. That's why they want Christians and conservatives and libertarians and nationalists and pro-gun groups and pro-family groups taken off the air, taken off the internet, because they're planning big moves. They're going for broke. They're going to go all the way. And the fact that you are seeing them begin these violent attacks, and that the governor, I have the article when we come back, that the governor of the state where this firebombing and attack happened, where he was trying to kill ICE, trying to burn the building down, that he did it for Trump. These people have no bottom. They will do anything, anytime. So whatever you do, whether you're listening on AM, FM, the internet, shortwave, however you're listening, it is job number one that this transmission, but they even admitted at the Trump social media censorship summit, InfoWars is the number one target of censorship for a reason. We work hard, we're focused, we're dedicated, and we've helped, with your help, build a resistance to the globalists that's kicking their butt. But if we're not on the air to fight in this next year and a half, the globalists believe they can win, believe they can move. So to boil that down, when they're able to shut down independent media, they're going to make their fascist move. Keeping everybody on air keeps them at bay.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
host, Alex Jones, on this Sunday, July 14th, 2019, worldwide broadcast. So, we've got American flags getting pulled down at ICE centers. We've got firebombings. We've got people shooting, trying to kill police. And the left is praising it. On one hand, separately, the governor of Washington State saying he was there trying to burn up the precious illegal aliens. And behind this is the giant hoax that there's concentration camps and that we're killing people. The truth is hundreds of thousands have died in Mexico. It's a failed state. Latin America is collapsing. Thousands a week starve to death in Venezuela. People are trying to make it here en masse. They are smuggling children. They're smuggling drugs. They're coming across with diseases. And we're not doing one-tenth the searching and checking we did at the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island. But all of these weak-minded individuals who literally look like they've been put in a microwave oven, when you look at all the Antifa and leftists, believe they're fighting fascists, believe they're fighting Nazis, believe, like in some virtual reality, they're Captain America battling Red Skull. And you read this guy's manifesto, we'll get to in a moment. He talks about the dream and how great his life is, and now he finally gets to fight Nazis and how the trans community taught him to be battle ready. I'm not kidding. And that they are the vanguard that will save everyone. And how it's just time to start killing anybody that's in law enforcement or that supports Trump. And that the communist overthrow is going to be beautiful. Don't think about it. Just do it. I'm going to read it to you in a minute. And that they have to kill Warren Buffett and Elon Musk and all these other people. By the way, Elon Musk wants real freedom and real empowerment for folks overall. And Warren Buffett's the biggest recipient of the banker bailout and is a globalist insider. He pushes all this fake leftist garbage about higher taxes because he actually gets that tax money. But most of the people he lists in his manifesto other than that, like Buffett and others, are the globalists financing the very Antifa movement through George Soros. It's incredible. These people are so stupid. But first, stories on Newswars.com. Leftists replace U.S. flag with Mexican flag outside ICE facility. The Americans' soccer team of women, you know, the woman throws the American flag down. This is a cult of America hate. This is what enemies do when conquering a nation's lands. Leftists removed the U.S. flag and replaced it with a Mexican flag outside an ICE processing center in Aurora, Colorado, to protest the detention of illegal immigrants and upcoming deportation raids. Folks, they release 90% of them. And again, 90% never show up to their amnesty, to their court hearings for political or religious asylum. They're not coming here for asylum. They're coming here for the welfare and to be inducted into the Democrat control system. It's up 635% from Obama to Trump. We're being bum-rushed. Europe's being bum-rushed. This is organized, and these people sit there freaking out and crying, going, oh my gosh, the Nazis, they're killing them inside, and it's all made-up hoaxes. Coming up, the former head of the Border Patrol talks about what it's like to open a tractor trailer up when the cartels aren't paid all the money they want. And there's 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 dead men, women, and children hugging their children dead who died in 150-degree heat in the back of the trailer just because the coyotes felt like killing them. They find them dead every week in the Southwest in an 18-wheeler. The smugglers get them across. They don't pay the final leg. Somebody doesn't wire the money. Everybody dies. And that is Gringo's fault, El Norte's fault. You don't see these folks, the meth head professors and all the Antifa going and bitching about that. No, no, no. It's all how, well, the women's facilities and for the kids are real nice with big movie screens and everything, but the men are all crowded in. You're damn right they're crowded in. Congress wouldn't fund building more centers. They're simply checking them for disease and finding out they're not already a convicted murderer. And they turn them loose. That needs to be changed. This is crazy. But the left's been told any control of the border is pure evil. But oh, the left will throw you off their evergreen college in Washington State. If you're white, they have no white people weekends. and no white people allowed at this area, that area. White people got to pay more to get into a rap concert. All this racist crap from Antifa and the left that is funded by the establishment. They're the useful idiot cannon fodder on the ground. Now, there's several videos on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, but everybody's got to go look at this, because if you look at the video up close, it's all a bunch of old hippies and a bunch of Antifa and hardly any Mexicans. But Mexicans, on average, are very nationalistic if they're from Mexico, and they run up the Mexican flag, and everybody's like, woo, because the left identifies taking the country down with success. Here's that video. So there are illegal aliens, leftist Antifa, cheering the American flag being taken down, the Mexican flag being run up. This is about being conquered. People are fleeing Mexico because it's failed, but they want you to now become Mexico with all the trappings of that. Now, let's get into the manifesto itself that you won't hear about on CNN or anywhere else. You're going to hear he was trying to burn up the poor people in the processing center. That's what you're hearing from the governor. You talk about lying. And when you read over this, the terrorists who firebombed the ICE facility in Washington State yesterday released a manifesto before the attack stating, I am Antifa, and said the attack was motivated by his opposition to concentration camps, close quote, in the United States. 69-year-old William Van Spordsen was shot dead by police after he threw Molotov cocktails at the building and nearby cars on Saturday morning. According to his manifesto, a copy of which was obtained by Jack Posobiec, Van Spordsen was armed with an AR-15 and stated, I am Antifa. The rest of the manifesto was a rambling advocacy of identity politics mixed with hysteria about concentration camps, which clearly suggests that Van Spordsen was radicalized by fringe rhetoric from the likes of Alexandria Cortez, or AOC. At one point in the manifesto, Van Spordsen thanks his trans comrades, close quote, and explains that he was armed with a semi-automatic weapon, suggesting he clearly planned to commit a massacre. Yeah, he was shooting at police. The Antifa gun club that Van Spordsen attended also locked its Twitter down following the revelations, but not before the photos and all of it have been saved, and we've already seen these videos of these tough guys out there threatening people in Seattle and other areas with their guns and being worshipped by the leftist police. We have a video of some of these guys that we're going to play when we come back. And then I'm going to get into the manifesto itself. I'm going to read you the mental illness of the weak-minded people being controlled by Soros, the Democrats, and CNN. CNN profiled his group a month ago.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, when I say a lot of this stuff on air, I can't even believe I'm saying it. Here's an example. I'm going to cover this in the last two segments of the show today. I got a call. Well, first, Joe Biggs came up to me. He was working for InfoWars. In 2016, in July, we had platinum passes. They were actually bright red. The best passes you could get at the RNC. They were behind the scenes, through the Secret Service. I could walk right up to the rooms the president was in. I had the best passes. And so the Secret Service, I'd given those passes to Biggs. Got like eight of them. The Secret Service came over to Biggs, and they're like, hey, we love what you're doing with Hillary and all the rest of this stuff. By the way, she's got major medical problems, and do you know about them? And Biggs is like, well, no. I've seen Drudge talk about it and stuff. That's really who first questioned it. Yeah, there's a photo of Biggs and I at the RNC. And they told Biggs, well, in about 3 weeks, we're going to contact you or your boss and give you the inside scoop, but it'll be an intermediary. It actually wasn't the Secret Service after that. It was someone from another federal agency came to Austin And I'm not going to get into the details, but it's like you see in movies where you meet in a parking garage, basically. This was in between two parking garages. And they told me the whole deal. She's had brain tumors. They have to take her off the medication so that she can give a speech. But then when she goes off it, she has seizures up to every hour. And you have to understand, I came on air in August with Joe Biggs. We've got to find those interviews. And I said, the Secret Service says she has a black ambulance and that we've got to follow her around the country and that we'll catch her collapsing and that they have tents in case she collapses, always set up behind wherever she's speaking. Well, Millie Weaver, a few weeks later, caught him again in Cleveland. She traveled to Cleveland, and Hillary was in a tent for an hour, later came out. We've got those reports somewhere. A lot of you heard them or saw them. And then we didn't catch it. We didn't catch it. But who did catch it was a Dutch videographer on 9/11. A Dutch videographer on 9/11, just a month later or less, in D.C. when she falls down and has the convulsion. And they throw in the back of the car like a side of beef. I shot a special report on this yesterday, and I guess we got busy or whatever, but in the special report, we didn't add her collapsing into the black ambulance. We're going to add that to the special report, and we're going to air that at the end of the show today. And we also were unable to dig up the original Millie Weaver report where she's collapsed inside the tent. You'd think something like that would be like re-airing old Super Bowl clips or something, but I will assure you that I can find the videos. And so I'm going to stay here tonight one way or the other because I was up here all day yesterday. And they found the video. They just put another shot of another ambulance following her. We broke the black ambulance. Bigger than Dallas, Texas here in probably 10 shows. And then it all happened just like we said. Now, guess who does know how accurate we are? Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's why she's financed all these lawsuits. It's why she basically wants me dead. If anything happens to me, her and her criminal combine are the number one suspects. But we're going to find the old Joe Biggs interviews and my announcements here from August 2016. If you can find them on YouTube or something, send them to us. Because remember, all our YouTube stuff got taken down. We've got it somewhere here in our archives. And we're going to show you where I laid out the specifics of she has a black ambulance before it had ever been seen. And how she's falling down every hour or so. And then magically a month later it happened. Because why am I bringing up this old news? I got a call from similar type folks that have given us good info before. And they said, listen, Joe Biden's mad the Democrats are throwing him under the bus. He's mad that they're pulling up all these race card things. He's having a lot of health problems at 76. He's slurring his words. He's shooting his mouth off behind the scenes saying, I'm going to drop out. F this. These people don't appreciate me. Screw the Democratic Party if they keep this up. I'm going to bring dirt on everybody. I'm being told this last Wednesday. Then I see on Friday night a speech he gave where he's slurring his words. He can't talk. And he says, why am I here? Why am I doing this? He just walks off the stage. So I shot a special report last night on this. And we're going to update it a little bit with a few of the clips I just mentioned. And then we're going to air that in the last two segments tonight. Because I'm not saying 100% he is going to drop out. But the same caliber of sources told us that he's saying he's planning to. And if you look at where everything's going, I think that sounds very, very credible. Now, listen. I went out on a limb. Right about three years ago now, was when the RNC was happening. Like, didn't Trump even give his speech, like, tonight, 3 years ago? I forget. But the point is, right around this time. But the Secret Service by then hated Hillary so much that we were being cheered all over the city of Cleveland going through Secret Service checkpoints. We'd get pulled over going through the checkpoints with our Cleveland PD escorts. And they'd, you know, sometimes look in the back and see all our guns and wave us through. But the point is that this was Secret Service telling us that we were going to get this information, and I was behind the scenes being told this. Biggs was told it. I was also told it. So I was waiting for the info. It came through, and it was solid gold. Now, I was also told about Lolita Express and about Jeffrey Epstein and about the flight logs and about all the kids and about the initials and the flight logs. And Dan Bongino on this show like 4 years ago in the middle of the campaign said, Hillary better watch it because a lot of Secret Service agents saw what was going on, raised the alarm, so Bill Clinton stopped carrying his Secret Service detail with him. So, Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, New York Times, everything you know about Jeffrey Epstein. I told you about Jeffrey Epstein 10 years ago. Now he was a CIA, deep state, slash possibly Mossad person using sex operatives and underage kids to frame people for international espionage. That's now come out in the news. And we told you about his island 10 years ago. And we had guests on that told you about the flight logs. All of this. Hell, we were talking about the flight logs and all this 4 years ago with Roger Stone. He wrote a book about it. So you got it all here first. So when I get up here and I shoot a special report saying our high-level sources say Biden's shooting his mouth off about quitting, you can see it in videos where Democrats come over and go, you hate Mexicans. You deported 3 million people. And he goes, first off, a bunch of them weren't Mexicans and a lot of them were murderers and killers. What are you supposed to do? I'm proud of that. They just start screaming at him. And Biden has basically just had enough. Now, are my sources suddenly lying to me? Well, all they gave me was good info before. Maybe now they're giving, or maybe Biden doesn't mean it. Maybe he's throwing a fit. I probably say every day around the office, oh, I ought to just quit. I don't mean it. But this is big news. I mean, we don't make stuff up. We said she's got a black ambulance. She's falling down every hour. The Secret Service said, listen, that's all we're going to tell you. Look into her having brain surgeries for tumors. That's already on record. And they said, just go research it. And you got a lot of crew, right? Just follow her around the campaign trail. Follow the ambulances. Follow the medical tents. They're having to help her walk. They got to take her off the drugs. They said, we're not exactly sure if it's a brain tumor back or what it is, but she's going downhill. And it happened. It was all there. It all happened exactly the way we said. And I'm going to find the articles. Now I'm going to find the videos. The headline to search will be something like this. Secret Service says Hillary Clinton having convulsions. Infowars.com. But it doesn't matter. I will find it. I will get it. I will play it. If the hair lifts the admiral and the water rises over Bear Creek, we are still going to give you that. Back to the Antifa Manifesto when we come back.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, so much news is breaking at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com that I can't even keep track of it. We have stacks of articles where Hollywood scum and others have called for burning down ICE facilities, where Antifa has called for it. Ilhan Omar has called for eradicating the existence of ICE. We have another video where she says that she's a better American than natural born, that she's going to teach you how to be an American. Her evil is only outdone by her arrogance. It is simply insane. Simply insane. So we're going to be going over all of that in his manifesto here in just a moment. You know, I mentioned our articles and videos from August of last year. I mean, August of 2016, 3 years ago, saying that Hillary Clinton was having convulsions and collapsing. According to Secret Service, being put into a black special ambulance. Well, the video, the articles, the photos are all right here on Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Secret Service leaks Hillary's health to the press. This is our article. And I'm going to find the interviews I did specifically saying black ambulance before it was ever seen and 1 month before she collapsed. Why am I saying that? the same type of sources have given us other good information say Biden is saying he's going to drop out of the race. Now, maybe he's only angry the way he's being thrown under the bus. I don't know, but that's what we've run with because it's come from sources that were real Secret Service. And so if they were wrong, I would just say they're wrong, but it's still a credible source. Nobody's perfect. People change their minds. But why would they say she's in a black ambulance and just look for the black ambulance and that she's having convulsions all the time? Joe Biggs was told this. I was told this. I was told I was going to be given more info. Then the meeting was, why aren't you catching it? It's happening. Just put your reporters on her ass. The rest of the media knows. The left's covering it all up. And it turned out we would catch her falling down and being picked up. We'd catch her shaking and disappearing. We caught it in Austin. We caught it in Cleveland. But somebody else caught it. Again, just a citizen journalist from the Netherlands when she completely collapsed having a convulsion. So I'm already digressing into this, aren't I? When I tell you that this is big, that they're saying Joe Biden is saying, I'm sick of this. Why am I doing this? I want to get out of this. The Democratic Party are idiots. They are destroying themselves. They are morons. It's the same thing that Pelosi's saying to Ilhan Omar and AOC and the rest of them. And so maybe he's just venting, but that story's on Infowars.com. I didn't just grab that out of the air and then just decide to say that. Now, there's a story at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com that just broke. It just broke, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to read it to you from right here. And this is a big deal. It's a very big deal. And everyone needs to understand that this woman is a monster. This is again at Infowars.com. Ilhan Omar calls for eliminating existence of Border Patrol officers. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has called for eliminating Border Patrol officers because of their views towards black and brown people, despite the fact that 51% of CPB agents are Latino. And this is her calling for this just days ago, and now you see this firebombing attack. We have rogue agencies that have no accountability, no transparency in how they are conducting their businesses. We know they have spoken in the most vile ways about immigrants. We know they have certain views about what brown and black people deserve, said Omar. Total out-of-control race baiting. We'll have that video for you when we come back. So we should be having conversation about eliminating their existence, she added, before accusing Border Patrol agents of terrorizing migrants. According to Customs and Border Protection, over half the agents who guard the borders between the U.S. and Mexico, the U.S. and Canadian are Hispanic. The number is from 2008, so it's probably even higher now. The probability to portray CPB agents as some kind of vanguard of white supremacy is clearly wholly inaccurate and hysterical. But this is par for the course when it comes to Ilhan Omar. The left's crusade against border security has kicked into high gear with the New York Times publishing an op-ed this past weekend that called for the doxing and public harassment of Border Patrol agents. And now, Antifa wears the shirts all over the country showing Border Patrol being killed, police being killed, stabbed with bayonets, punched in the face, and it says, we beat them in the 1940s, we can beat them again. And it's nothing but delusional, low IQ meth head types who believe, though, they're literally, again, Captain America fighting Red Skull. So I will get to the manifesto. I will get to Ilhan Omar. I will get to the firebombing attack and the shooting attack on the ICE facility by a known Antifa militarized unit that's the most militarized and the most violent, the most extreme of the terror organization Antifa. And this guy went and firebombed and shot up the facility, shot at the police and got killed, said he was going to do it, and the governor says he went to hurt the ICE detainees. That story's on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com as well. That's the magnitude of these people. It's not just that they're out killing people. It's that, or trying to kill people, it's that they then have the media lie about who they are and what they're doing. And they think they're rock stars in these mental illness bubbles of New York City, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, San Francisco, California, and L.A. They're just crazy people that work for multinational corporations, work for George Soros, an actual Nazi collaborator, and they are just the weakest-minded followers who now think it's their green light, their wink and a nod to go out and attack people. It's very interesting that most of them are Democrats and most of them are white, because that's who went around harassing black people in the 50s and 60s and 70s was, again, white Democrats. But now they're still a racially based system, but now they see the numbers are dwindling white population, so they jump on board to be the biggest cheerleaders that white people are the devil. Truly the scum of the earth. And we've got so much more to get to today, but these people mean business. And we've told you the violent attacks are going to intensify. And the fact that blue cities defend and protect these slime bags everywhere has only encouraged it to get worse. So I promise I'm going to be a little bit more, not focused, but judicious about the time, because I digressed off into Hillary and Biden planning to leave the race and all the rest of it. Just to point out, as I was remembering last few days, just how incredible we were over the target with our exclusive information on Hillary being so sick. And how even now I've had people I know go, really, you got a source saying Biden's talking about quitting? Yeah, of course I do. Think I just made up a black ambulance and Hillary falls down and has convulsions? And then she does it on tape and is put in a black ambulance? You think I just magically made that up? Be one out of quadrillion, gazillion, bagillion, impossible infinities for me to just make that up and it comes true. It's impossible. I told you about the New World Order. I told you about Jeffrey Epstein. I told you about the cell phones watching you. I told you about the Google Assist, real people listening to you. I told you about the cancer viruses and the vaccines. I told you about all of it because it's all there. It's not hard to find, but you've got to have the will to admit it's real and it's happening. And yes, I get pissed when I talk about it. This isn't a game, folks. It's not a joke. This is the real world. And a lot of our fellow countrymen and humans are falling to this evil. They're falling to this malaise. They're falling to this virtual reality put out by MSM where they really think they're fighting and killing Nazis when they work for real Nazis. It's unbelievable. We'll read the manifesto of this poor idiot, this dangerous moron when we come back, and so much more. Please don't forget we're running the 1776 Worldwide Special. That will end in a couple days. And it's the biggest special we've had ever on apparel. All apparel is 1776. That is the largest across-the-board sale because a lot of these shirts are designer where the fabric is costing us $9, $10 per shirt, not just the printing on a lot of these shirts. So that is a great deal. Get your new abolitionist flag that the left now calls Nazi. The Betsy Ross flag, Nike's pulling off the rest of it. Four different variants, navy blue and white. My favorite says these colors don't run on the front. And on the back, it says America's Back, Infowars.com. Get those shirts, 1776. And all the products other than that are 75 to 25% off store-wide at Infowarsstore.com. A gigantic sale. Critical to sell a lot of product at those prices because we're not making a lot per product, but we are moving a lot of product. So thank you all for your support.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm about to get into the manifesto. The gentleman that firebombed the building, cars, was shooting at police and got killed yesterday. And the bigger twist, the specifics of the governor saying he did it for Trump, try to hurt the people inside. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. But first, we have a report by Greg Reese. Milkshakes to mall off radicalization of leftist pawns go full-blown terrorist. And when you read the manifesto of this guy, you're listening to a delusional fruitcake. And it's very, very frightening and scary to see how these pawns have been radicalized. Here it is.
On Friday evening, hundreds of protesters overtook the flagpoles outside the ICE facility in Aurora, Colorado. They raised a Mexican flag, an upside-down American flag with Abolish ICE spray-painted on it, and an upside-down Blue Lives Matter flag. Less than a day later, a man armed with a rifle threw incendiary devices at an ICE detention center in Tacoma, Washington.
A car in the parking lot was torched.
You know what? Go ahead and pause. This report's too powerful. Some stations don't carry this 5 minutes. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play it next segment and get into the manifesto, because here's the thing. When I get really irritable like I am right now, it's because I'm angry at myself that I haven't done enough to stop this. And there's also the sycophantic thing from the left. Oh, you worship the police. Now, I've been very critical of bad police over the years, and I'm an expert on the police state, which is the corrupt government using the police as an instrument of oppression. The police have had their major problems, but in response to the globalist tyranny, we've actually seen a lot of reforms by the police. And if I have to choose the globalist Chi-Com funded over our own municipal police, obviously I'm going to choose that. And you watch how the whole corporate media has been demonizing police for decades. It's incredible. You know, I noticed like 6-7 years ago that when we would bash bad police or police that the media claimed were bad, we would be monetized by YouTube. And, oh, it'd be promoted to the front page of YouTube. But if I did a positive profile on police, they would hide the video. And that was really the final straw, I guess like 8-9 years ago, when I started figuring out the big picture. And so now this country is descending into a civil war. And it's like watching your family be destroyed in front of you, because we live here. This is our nation. And there's no restraint on the left. With Ilhan Omar and just all the things they're doing and the way they've been inciting all of this, and it's only getting worse by the minute. So when we come back, we're going to play his report, because I got really upset when I saw Greg's report. And then I went live on air and had forgotten that when I was talking about American flags being taken down and Mexican flags being run up, that I didn't even point out they flew the American flag upside down with Abolish ICE spray painted across it, with a Blue Lives Matter flag upside down, pissed all over. And it just shows how the MSM and the corporate media and the universities have successfully radicalized giant armies of jerks, many of which came to this country for a free ride and then disrespect us the entire time. And that's where my frustration comes in, is that I get up here and talk about leftists being into child sex and child torture, and then I say all this crazy stuff, and I'm not making it up. When I talk about them torturing toddlers to death and drinking their blood, that's real confirmed cases, okay? I'm telling you, you cannot underestimate how evil these people are. And their servants are just the scum of the earth. All right, well, we'll be back in 60 seconds. Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones, hour number two of the Sunday broadcast. The globalists and their leftist mobs know that America and the world's waking up to corporate fascism in the guise of world government. And so they're resisting. But Ilhan Omar, AOC, Joe Biden, they're all calling for physical revolution, any means necessary, overthrow the government. Just last week, Infowars.com ran the story, Ilhan Omar's calls for eliminating existence of Border Patrol officers themselves. Here she is.
We have rogue agencies that have no accountability, no transparency in how they conduct their business. We know that they have spoken in the most vile ways about immigrants. We know that they have certain views about, you know, what brown and black people deserve.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we should be having a conversation about eliminating their existence, reforming, the agencies that deal with our most vulnerable, which right. are children and women. And we are continuing to allow for them to terrorize people who are running away from the most horrific circumstances, and that's one inhumane, yes. and that can't sit well with the American values that we have, that sort of really clearly cares about dignity and humanity.
Right.
Okay. Decade old numbers is the Border Patrol is about 55% Hispanic, about 10% Black. The numbers are, it's way above that. They're not official, but it looks like about 65% Hispanic now. The idea that they're Nazis or these are concentration camps is asinine. These are failing borders, failed states that we border. They're pouring across. One-third are kidnapped children. That's mainline numbers. Obama invited everybody to come in. They say, if you have a kid, you get in free. Everything's free. And when people get here, they're pulling down American flags and running up Mexican flags in places like Aurora, Colorado, yesterday. And then Ilhan Omar fled a failed state, married her brother to do it, has been caught in income tax fraud that she's pled guilty to and paid fines, never worked a day in her life, just came and got on welfare and then runs tax camps. She's a criminal. And then she flees Somalia that has bombings every day, and women are not elected to government. Women are basically chattel. They had giant bombings and machine gun attacks at the only working hotel, basically, in the country yesterday. They don't have working airfields. They don't have electricity in most areas. But she comes here, I have another clip coming up, and talks about how Americans born here are not patriotic. She's a real American, and she'll teach you how to not be evil. And then Trump said, which, please go back to Somalia. If you want to come here from Somalia and you want to be part of the country, that's great. But here's the deal. Please don't come from the most barbarous, backward place on the planet and lecture us all day about how great you are. She's nothing but a parasite. Nothing but a parasite. So I want to go to Greg Reese's report here. It's short, but it's powerful. Titled Milkshakes to Molotov Cocktails. Radicalized leftist pawns go full blown terrorist. Here is the report. It's on Infowars.com. Please find it. Please share it. America and the world's counting on you. Only you can stop the globalists. Here it is.
On Friday evening, hundreds of protesters overtook the flagpoles outside the ICE facility in Aurora, Colorado. They raised a Mexican flag, an upside-down American flag with Abolish ICE spray-painted on it, and an upside-down Blue Lives Matter flag. Less than a day later, a man armed with a rifle threw incendiary devices at an ICE detention center in Tacoma, Washington.
A car in the parking lot was torched, and investigators say the suspect threw flares at a propane tank trying to make it explode. Ultimately, four officers opened fire, killing the man.
The Democratic Party is running their platform on radical open border policies.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
If the border goes, then our Constitution goes with it. Antifa has been using Molotov cocktails in Europe, and now the dangerous trend has officially arrived in the U.S. And the mainstream media supports them.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting.
I think that a lot of people recognize that when pushed, self-defense is a legitimate response to white supremacist and neo-Nazi violence.
When you go to cancer treatment, the radiation is tough treatment, but it is meant to remove the cancer.
But who is really to blame? There are elected government officials who support Antifa and fill their minds with radical claims of a Holocaust happening on our southern border.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, your colleague who
was at the border with you compared the facilities to a concentration camp. Do you agree with that comparison?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a number of experts that say this is because it's traumatic.
There are camps and people are being concentrated. This is very simple. I don't even know why this is a controversial thing for her to say. We have to really truthfully speak about what's taking place. And this is why it's really important for us to abolish ICE.
There is no plan in sight, and nobody is having the real conversation.
Is there a natural limit to this kind of immigration? How many resources does America really have to share with the rest of the world? Are we as rich as we assume we are? Are you? How many poor people can we realistically accept before we're not that rich at all, but increasingly resemble the countries from which these people are fleeing? Now, it's possible there are good answers to these questions, logical answers. On the other hand, if there are answers, why is the left trying to prevent you from asking the questions?
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Told you they've been calling for firebombing facilities. I've got some of the articles here. Now they're doing it. And the governor says, oh, they did it to hurt the illegals. And remember, about 90% of them get released and then never show up. 90% get released within 2 weeks. And then 90% never show up to their amnesty hearings, to their political asylum hearings. Even though the judges are rubber stamping it, they just don't show up. Of course, you can't blame them. You know, the courts are backlogged 4 years. Our border is broken. Just like Somalia has a broken border. And here's Ilhan Omar with pleasure in her eyes, knowing we have a conscience, going, they are concentration camps. Give me what I want. I control your country now. Do as I say. Here she is. Just yesterday, the story's up on newswars.com. Everybody needs to get this out. Saying that she's a better American. Ilhan Omar says she's more patriotic than natural-born citizens and will teach them to be American. Again, the average person spent 3 months at Ellis Island, the most open time in our history, being checked for diseases. Some were released right away, most in 3 months, some 6 months. Some were sent back on ships. If it was found, they were criminals. We have the most open country in the world right now. And we're the bad guys for bringing this snake in from her failed country. Here it is.
Something that I get criticized for all the time. It's not what you think, so don't, like, don't gasp. It is that, like, I am anti-American because I criticize the United States. And I believe, as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born. And because I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy, that I work so hard to make sure that others who've had why just be American? Why don't you be more like an American? Can continue to say that. Why can't you be more like an American? Because it used to be a very positive thing.
Well, we're going to come back with the rest of this because she's going to teach us. Don't worry.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Chinese government, big mega banks, tax exempt, are openly funding Antifa, trying to trigger a civil war and bring down the U.S. They'll then bring total fascism in after they're done. And this individual who attacked the ICE facility in Washington State, William Van Spornsen, I want to get to his manifesto, which has been out for a day. The media is still saying a right-wing terrorist attacked an ICE facility trying to burn up precious immigrants. That's your controlled press. They're worse than Baghdad Bob. Remember the propagandists in the 2003 Iraq War? You said the U.S. had been pushed all the way into the ocean and all that. Same level of garbage. But right now, here's Ilhan Omar continuing with how, you know, she will teach Americans how to be Americans. She's a better patriot, and she will teach you. Here it is.
Why don't you be more like an American? Can continue to say that. Why can't you be more like an American? Because it used to be a very positive thing. We export American exceptionalism, the great America, the land of liberty and justice. That is, you know, if you ask anybody in walking on the side of the street somewhere in the middle of the world, they will tell you America the Great. But we don't live those values here. And so that hypocrisy is one that I'm bothered by. I want America the Great to be America the Great.
Well, she's better than the governor of New York saying America was never great, it'll never be great. Oh, she's saying, oh, it used to not be fascist. Now it is, because if a mother wants to make her son cut his genitals off at age 8 in the state of Texas, the courts rule it's going to happen. And if I got to pay for abortions in Travis County, it's going to happen. I mean, the idea that we're this oppressed state for the left is a joke. The left is censoring and oppressing everybody. You've got this individual. Oh, by the way, we're having the three percenters on from Spokane and from Seattle tomorrow. The very folks that knew this individual and know the Redneck Revolt group, the terror group, they're going to be joining us, people that have basically had guns pointed at them by the now dead firebomber, William Van Spornsen. Now, he's got a long manifesto. The full thing's up on Infowars.com. You got to go read this for yourself. But he just goes on to say that America is now run by Nazis. Fascism serves the needs of the state, serves the needs of businesses and your expense. Who benefits? Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, Elon Musk, Tim Cook, Bill Gates, Betsy DeVos, George Soros. I mean, George Soros is the main funder of Antifa, along with Alexander Soros. I mean, that's a known fact. It's in mainstream news. It's the federal filings. We've got internal Antifa documents. It just shows these people don't even know who's feeding them. And then he continues. He says, to my comrades, I regret that I will miss the rest of the revolution. Thank you for the honor of having been in your midst. Talk about delusionals. Giving me space to be useful. Oh, letting him be near them. Oh, to feel that I was fulfilling my ideals has been the spiritual pinnacle of my life. Doing what I can. Let's put him up on screen. I want people to see this. This is the mind zombie. Doing what I can to help defend my precious and wondrous people is an experience too rich to describe. Listen to this. My trans comrades have transformed me, solidifying my conviction that we will be guided to the dream of future by those most marginalized among us today. I've dreamed it so clearly that I have no regret for not seeing how it turns out. Thank you for bringing me so far along. I am Antifa. I stand with comrades around the world who act from the love of life. Comrades who understand the freedom means real freedom for all and life worth living. And this last part's cut off. What's he say in that last sentence? Even premeditation. Comrades who understand the freedom means real freedom for all and life worth living. Keep the faith, all power of the people. And then he goes on to say, buy your guns illegally, begin the slaughter. It's so liberal. Love you. Oh, he also says things like, set aside your thought. Do not think. Begin the killing. It's so loving. Liberal. You got to go read this for yourself. Whack jobs. Can we show the photos that are tweeted in Paul's article on Infowars.com? I want to show people him with the Redneck Revolt. And there's these photos of him just where he's just walking around all glassy-eyed. Just, I'm such a good person. There's videos, too. I'm such a good person. They've almost got tears in their eyes. We're fighting so hard, these death camps that people are fighting to get into. We all got our university degrees and we're all members of the Communist Party and we're fighting so hard against the horrible country everyone's fighting to get into. We're ready. We've got our guns. And then we all saw what happened in Charlottesville. Yeah, a bunch of hired actors. They admit it. And boy, have they thrown me in the briar patch with their fake lawsuit out of Virginia. Yes, the Lord works in mysterious ways. We have the contracts. We have the groups that were hired actors to pose as the Nazis. They ran damn ads 2 months and a month before, the biggest group in the country that hires AstroTurf. They had websites. They had drills. They had training events. And they sued me, saying I said some photographer had killed the woman and that he'd done it for Hillary. No, I said you had a bunch of leftists that had worked for Hillary and everybody out there to show the carnage that Soros funded, hoping something happened so they could then use it to demonize anybody who's conservative, which they did. But almost every Nazi in Charlottesville was a hired actor. And nothing against, you know, Nelly effeminate gay guys. But, I mean, when you watch the torch parade, they're all just, like, patting each other and going, it's like going to a huge gay bar or something. They're all, we're Nazis now. Oh, yeah, did I tell you? And almost all of them formerly worked for Hillary or Obama in the year before. And they're like, they try to go, they're like, Alex, well, yes, we used to be like, but now we're Nazis. We want to be your friend, Alex. Come on. I mean, it's just a bunch of gay dudes dress up like Nazis. And they get paid as actors, and they're all literally like prancing around like, It's like a candy ass parade or something. I mean, go watch it. Go watch the raw footage of them swishing and kissing a little. Oh, God, we got caught. And I mean, this is America. This is what goes on. This is how this crap operates. We're going to go to break and come back with Joe Biden planning to drop out of the race. He may decide not to, but this is real information. This is on InfoWars.com. I suggest you share it. I shot this last night. It's very important. And then I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, David Knight, 8 a.m., War Room, Owen Troyer. There's so much more. We have exclusive guests that knew and had faced the terrorists tomorrow that the governor is now blaming on Trump. Yes, it never ends. Brace yourself for more Antifa terror attacks. They pledged to kill the families of law enforcement.
Unfiltered.
That's the truth.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so we're going to get to this special report that I put out last night, but I had them add a few things to it, like the original proof that we broke that she was in a black ambulance and collapsing. They actually found it. So that's going to be in this report, updated from the one that's posted at InfoWars.com, that Joe Biden is looking to exit the 2020 election. That doesn't mean he's going to do it. Just like it doesn't mean we're going to catch her in a black ambulance collapsing and having seizures. But we did. We did. Because the Secret Service told us. Had another little federal agency drop by. And I said, what's the info? You've been given the info, Alex. Follow her. Black ambulance. Well, give me more info. You've been given the info. We're not violating federal law on HIPAA, Jones. You already know everything, Jones. That's we. You already know. You've already had Pachinik on about the brain tumors. You already know. Will you just follow her? For God's sakes, this woman's evil. Well, what do you mean evil? You already know, Jones. You already know about the Lolita Express. Can you imagine the Secret Service having to be around these monsters day in and day out continually? So they're transferring the video over right now. And as soon as we have it, we'll play it. It's about 15 minutes long, so we'll be able to fit it into what's left of the broadcast. Separately, we won't be on air doing stuff like this that is absolutely cutting edge, telling you about Jeffrey Epstein 10 years before anybody else, telling you about all this stuff if you can't support us. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, if you want to see us fight, if you want to see the globalists taken down, if you want to see the New World Order in trouble, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. 1776 Worldwide Special, the best fish oil, the best nootropics, the best B12, all of it, 75 to 25% off. A lot of this are lost leaders. All the apparel, 1776, even the best-selling Betsy Ross flag shirts that say America's back, these colors don't run. Amazing. You know, Kaepernick says, don't buy it, don't wear it. I say take action, get it today. Infowarsstore.com. Now, here is the report. This will be about half of the 30-minute report that's up on Infowars.com. But the first half is on Biden currently set to exit the race. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it's from good sources that he's talking about it and very pissed off. And who could blame him? Well, the Democrats throw him their bus. And then we get into the open borders and all the real stuff that's happening as well. And then, like I said, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Please tell everybody about the show. That's how we override the censors to the absolute horror of Hillary and Tim Cook and all the rest of the Antifa funding trash. Here's the report. And it is golden. Is it not? And like I said, there's something about watch pots that never boil. Something about things worked on to the very last moment. So what I want to do is I want to go to the original report. This is going to be an amazing day. It's going to be an incredible day. Let's flush that one, and then it's just not meant to happen. Our labors are not going to happen. But tomorrow, I can have a longer report, the original Black Ambulance report, the original Hillary report, and then how it all came true. We'll have that tomorrow. Let's air the other version with a huge, beautiful drum roll, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is for you.
The country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers. There'd be no more Charlottesvilles, no more Helsinki's. The challenge of following this disastrous presidency over. We believe in free speech. That's why I'll end the gag rule, the global gag rule that prevents money from getting to NGOs. We'll look for enforceable commitments. They'll produce emissions, reduce emissions. What am I doing?
News today.
You're about to exclusively get what is undoubtedly the biggest news in the 2020 pivotal presidential race between Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, and the giant field of over 20 Democrats. Joe Biden is privately complaining to staff, crew, and security, including his secret service detail that he has, because he's the former vice president, that he is 76, that he is slurring his words, that he is having memory problems, and that he is even having coughing fits similar to Hillary Clinton. If elected, he would be the oldest president elected in U.S. history. He'd be 82 years old by the time his first term is served. And a little bit later, I'm going to break down how Joe Biden was forced to run by the political establishment, by the Democrats, and is now being thrown under the bus. And that's the report we've also gotten, is that he is complaining that he was convinced to do this and told that he would win and that he would basically run without opposition. And now he's had the Democratic Party turn on him. He's had Obama turn on him. And his legacy is being destroyed right in front of his eyes as part of a larger cheap trick. But here is the big exclusive news. Joe Biden is currently intending to drop out of the 2020 race, potentially even before the next debate coming up at the end of the month in Detroit. He's looking at dropping out before or possibly right after if he can, what was the words I was told, gracefully exit. If they attack him on the stage, he is intending to release massive amounts of dirt on the other candidates to regain his legacy as he sees it. And then he will exit saying the Democratic Party is falling apart and destroying itself, mirroring what Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, has been saying about AOC. This is huge, exclusive breaking news.
We've just received some video of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stumbling as she left the 9/11 commemoration in New York City this morning. A statement from Clinton's campaign says she felt overheated.
Is she a no-show? We'll find out. It seems like there has been some kind of a time delay. Everybody's just waiting and kind of trying to kill time. There's a lot of dead time happening.
It is critical, if you're a new viewer or a listener, to understand something before I go further. This is paramount. In July of 2016, we had the highest level presidential passes at the RNC in Cleveland. Myself and Joe Biggs were separately approached by Secret Service. They said in the next month they would have a critical message for us about Hillary Clinton's health, but that we needed to shadow her on the campaign trail and look for a black ambulance. That's all they would say. A month later, a representative met with us in Austin and laid out the facts that she has had multiple brain tumors removed, that she would have to go off her medication before speeches, and that she would then have epileptic seizures without the medication, and that we needed to shadow her everywhere. We almost caught her the next week in Cleveland again, collapsing and having to be brought to a tent. She collapsed at other events as well. The Democrats were all in, even her constituents, on covering this up. Since then, she's been caught falling down and having seizures many times. So some of the similar type individuals, I'll leave it at that, contacted me Wednesday and said, Alex, Joe Biden doesn't want to be on the campaign trail. He has Secret Service obviously guarding him. He's the former vice president. He is really tired of being thrown under the bus by the Democrats, having his legacy destroyed. He was promised that even though he's 76 and has health problems, that he was going to be protected by the system. He now knows he's being set up. He's not sure why. Suddenly Obama and others will hardly even talk to him. Suddenly he's not raising as much money as he was, and he's complaining, saying, why am I here? Why am I doing this? He's coughing. He's saying he's having memory problems. He's getting medical checkups for problems with his brain. He already had major strokes before. He almost died from embolisms.
I had two cranial aneurysms. And they literally had to take the top of my head off. I mean, they take a saw and they cut your head off. What are my chances of getting off this table and being completely normal? He said, well, your chances of living are a lot better.
And so when I asked the sources, I said, well, are you sure he's going to drop out? And they said, yes, he's looking for a way to exit. He's not sure if he's going to do it.
We'll be right back.
All right, let's go back to part of the report that's on InfoWars.com. Joe Biden planning to exit 2020 race. He's eyeing to do it. Doesn't mean he will, but this is real information. And then we have a third version of this with even more added data that's going to be uploaded tonight when the full show gets uploaded. There'll be a third version that has even more information added to it, but here it is live. Sure, he's going to drop out. And they said, yes, he's looking for a way to exit. He's not sure if he's going to do it before the debate at the end of the month or after, but he is mightily pissed because they knew he had health problems when he started the campaign, and they've gotten a lot worse, almost like it's a curse or something. And so now there's a new video that's on InfoWars.com. Joe Biden stumbles, slurs, coughs through speech, wonders, what am I doing? And that's exactly what I was told by our sources that are guarding him, is that Joe Biden is saying, damn it, why am I doing this? What's happening? And he kind of goes in and out, almost like Alzheimer's, where he's cogent and well-spoken, and then all of a sudden not cogent, not well-spoken, and again, once off the campaign. Now, there's a slim chance he's going to try to stay in. But even if Biden tries to stay in, how does he stay in when every speech he has slurred words, every speech, every sentence has problems, where he's mixing up words, where he is having coughing fits, worse than Hillary? How at 76 is he going to go through the grueling debates and the campaign and the lights in the next year and a half? No, Joe Biden is a smart guy. Joe Biden has been a very intelligent person, though he's worked for the dark side. And he knows he cannot stay in. Now, maybe they intended for Biden to go in and win, but now that they see he's sick, they're planning to attack him, I guess, until he drops out. So you're about to see what happens. I don't know all the thinking. I don't know every angle that goes into this, but you're getting exclusive information. So here's his speech yesterday. And then we're going to play the speech that I commentated on when he first launched his campaign on April 31st of this year with slurring his words, not being able to speak. I ask, has he had a second stroke? And that's why Facebook said that they finally banned me off Instagram, because I was involved in election meddling. Asking if somebody's had a second stroke who's already had major problems is very, very reasonable. But again, I'm supposedly fake news. No, we're real news, and they're scared of us. They even said on CNN, MSNBC, he's got to be banned because he's the one that said Hillary was falling down. And he's the one that now says Biden has trouble talking. Biden has trouble talking on the videos. Hillary was falling down. She fell down on camera and had a seizure. They're trying to take us off the air because we have credibility and they know we're telling the truth. So here's the latest event. And then here's the one that got us banned when we first questioned this months ago. And see, that's how leadership works. When you're the first to question something when nobody else will, and it turns out you're right, the inside sources contact you because they know you're not controlled and will tell the truth. And that's why InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com are tomorrow's news today.
As President of the United States, I would remind the world that we are the United States of America, and we do not coddle dictators. The United States of America gives hate no safe harbor. There will be no more Charlottesvilles, no more Helsinkis. The challenge of following this disastrous presidency, however, will not be just to restore the reputation and our credibility. Donald Trump and the demagogues around the world are leaning into these forces. That triumph of democracy and liberalism over fascism and autocracy that has driven all our economic process and progress. We believe in free speech. That's why I'll end the gag rule, the global gag rule that prevents money from getting to NGOs who even talk about family planning. But President Trump took those words, those literal words, nation of immigrants, out of the statement, the mission statement of our Citizenship and Immigration Services. We have to be honest about, because we've neglected the basics by strengthening. Folks, we're virtually energy independent. He has, I don't know how to say it, he's alienated us from the very democratic allies we need most. And partnerships built on coercion, to take on non-traditional threats like weaponized corruption. We cannot be a credible voice on the proliferation of nuclear security, We'll look for enforceable commitments. They'll reduce emissions. What am I doing?
And again, here's Biden 3 months ago. His first speech went off like a derailment of a train. And this is what got us banned further, because dirty Americans are supposed to keep their mouth shut and not talk about what they observe. In fact, maybe Hillary takes on kind of an urban accent when she's in front of blacks. So does AOC. So maybe he just thinks that these union workers are mentally retarded. Maybe that's why. I'm not making fun of with other people. I'm really worried about Biden. They just have a big stroke. He's up to tell us about Wall Street. Here, let's go back to him.
All my time in public life, from which I've gotten involved, the country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers.
Damn right it wasn't.
If the enterprise hits hard times, everybody took a hit. Union workers, the UAW, took incredible cuts in their future and their pensions and the less to get GM working. They also got that last year and try to cut wages or freeze wages for their people. Right today, the same is happening in big hospital systems.
We've got to
rethink how we define what constitutes a successful economy. Folks in America don't think their children are going to have the same standard of living they had.
All right, let's stop right there. The report goes on. And you can go to any speech he gives. In fact, last night I spent about 2 hours after the children went to sleep just going to YouTube and typing in Joe Biden and then clicking on his videos and watching new ones. And he was slurring through almost all of them, bumbling around, looks like hell. Looks like he's 90 years old. He is 76. How is he going to run? Well, the word is he was told he was just going to be given the nomination. And now that he's not, he's getting upset. Now, let me shift gears into a subject that's very important. The Democratic Party, the Audubon Society, the UN, they don't want the U.S. to be able to have clean-burning coal. We have more coal than any other country in the world. We have clean-burning coal that produces nothing but carbon dioxide. That's not monoxide. That's carbon dioxide that plants breathe and water vapor. We have the clean coal. And that's going to hurt Saudi Arabia and other people if we don't need to buy their oil, if we're energy independent. So they fund all these leftist groups to call for our coal to be shut off because we have 10,000-year supply, basically. That's what this is about. If our coal shut off, all the oil companies make more money. It's the oil companies actually lobbying, are the biggest funders for the carbon taxes. It mainly targets, again, coal. But you look at New York City, because they won't let us have these plants. Coal power plants have been shut down, over 1,000 of them. More and more, our energy sources are going out. We're having more blackouts across the country, like a third world country. This happened last night. Let's play the audio. This is in New York City. They're up there, and the sound just goes off. Think about that. And then hours and hours of no power, they claim, a piece of equipment malfunctioned. Yeah, the equipment's old, the nuclear reactors are old, 1,000 coal plants have been shut down, the country is being deindustrialized. We can't compete with China when they open 5 new plants a week. And up until the time Trump got in, we were closing plants every month. We're being industrially shut down. But the left, who wants all the free crap, they're here bitching. They also say they want electric cars. Well, electric cars take more carbon than a regular car. But Greg Reese cut an ad this week before this even happened, talking about it for InfoWarsStore.com. Here it is in closing.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken, and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity Water Filter today. Support mankind by being prepared. And support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
I'll see you all back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.